This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia has positioned itself as an inviting living room for a number of big events like the NFL Draft, the Democratic National Convention, the Papal Visit, and the annual Made in America concert, among other things. Certainly with great regularity, there are athletic events around the Schuylkill River and cultural celebrations on Penn's Landing. All of this takes planning. It can take a physical and emotional toll on the city and its citizens. And here to talk about this is Ashley Hahn, Managing Editor at Plan Philly. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Big events can take a toll on public spaces, can't they?
Sure. This feels like something Parkway neighbors have been dealing with for a very long time. This is not news to them. You know, for example, in the 2012 Made in America Festival, Van Collin Field, which is a popular baseball field right off the Parkway, was wrecked. That was unexpected wear and tear that the city had to deal with in the fallout. I think that's changed their approach to what to permit and what not to permit.
Well, you've said Philadelphia is a big boy city. It's okay to host many events in our public spaces during the year, even multiple events at the same time.
We can accept that Philadelphia is a host city for big things. It should be. It's one of the biggest cities in America. We are made to do this. So let's make sure that we do each one responsibly.
Do we do it well? Do we do it well enough?
I think we're getting better at it. And one of the things that I find hopeful about it, for example, is waste management. There's higher efforts to recycle, compost, reclaim, you know, reuse the structures that are created for these temporary events. So taking physical account of the sustainability footprint of these events, I think that's a point of growth for the city, and that's something they should be very proud of. SEPTA's trying to do a very good job at communicating, but I understand it's still very frustrating when people are trying to get around. If you were driving last week, no matter how many warnings you may have heard on the traffic report, it was probably a point of frustration. And I'm not sure, you know, people who were sending their children to the school that had to be closed right off the Parkway were very happy with what the communication plan was. I think people felt left in the dark. So the more inclusive and early the communication can start, I think that was true when it came to the Pope's visit. Planning started very early for that. So I think each one of these we learned something from, and hopefully we're getting better at doing it all.
Certainly in this era of social media, it seems like there could be one comprehensive spot or a couple of different places where people could go to get what they need to feel better about maybe having some buy-in on these big events.
I think that's absolutely right. I think there should be a central hub for this sort of stuff. I think the city's Office of Emergency Management has been trying to be that, but an emergency team should not be the outreach arm for this kind of event. We lack the appropriate structures, the management structures, to make sure that this is not a triage, that we're not playing, you know, behind the eight ball when an event like this happens. Other cities have management structures for this. We could have a parkway district. And indeed, that's an idea that was floated in a 2013 plan for the Benjamin Franklin Parkway called More Park, Less Way, about making the parkway more of a place for people, making it a more active zone, and on the same page about how well this should work. I also think the city should be charging impact fees for big rental events like this. This is not cheap. And it was a challenge to apparently raise the money on the private side for this. But part of that cost should be restoring anything that's disturbed during the city. The city shouldn't have to pay a dime for this. It's wonderful exposure for us, and it puts Philadelphia on a national stage, and I think we should be very proud of that. But I also think that when it's over, we have ourselves to deal with. And I think the ire of neighbors is not new for Parkway events.
So use your imagination for a moment. Do you imagine a city with monorails or tunnels that can channel people above or below big gatherings? That would be nice, right?
That would be great. I'd strap on the jetpack immediately. We could try to activate the City Branch tunnel that runs under Pennsylvania Avenue. It's the former Reading Viaduct low line that would run you from Broad Street all the way out the Parkway. That could be our secret passageway.
I like it.
All right, let's do it.
Let's work on that together.
Done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashley Hahn is managing editor at Plan Philly. You can read her work at planphilly.com.